I'm Sage Erickson, and you're listening to the Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
Oh, thank you, Sage Erickson, for that beautiful introduction. That's right, you're listening to the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. This is June 12th. This is all the action sports news that I care to talk about for the week leading up to June 12th and then foreshadowing into the future. That's right. Hey, we've got a threesome of awesome. I was just down in Cabo for the Los Cabos Open of Surf. More on that later. But I got the chance to hang out and talk to, and you're going to hear from, Tatiana Weston-Webb, Sage Erickson. We got Rosie Hodge, WSL commentator extraordinaire, calling us from Fiji to give us what's the breakdown of what's happening at the Outer Known Fiji Pro, which could go today on June 12th. We'll see. So there you go. We're going to start it off with a three-pack of Wonder Women when we get to surf news. I got my man Chris Pastris calling in with a Dew Tour preview. We got sharks stranded in shallow water. All sorts of madness. We do have to start with a shout-out. I mean, more than a shout-out. This is like, how do you even put this into words? We got a true skateboarding superhero. Spanish skateboarder Ignacio Echeverria. So, obviously, we all know, we've all heard about the horrifying, just the worst, you know, this a terrorist attack in London. These guys ram this van into a crowd of people, jump out and start stabbing people. I mean, what is going on? In the middle of this bedlam, we have a hero, Ignacio Echeverria. We will remember this name. Next time, you know, you see a skater going down the street, you give them a nod. Skateboarders rule the world. And it's guys like this. Ignacio Echeverria, reports coming through. He witnessed a woman being stabbed by one of these terrorists. He went to defend her, to attack this terrorist with his skateboard. Saved her. And he lost his life. So everything's dedicated to this guy, Ignacio Echeverria. His face was shining on all over social media, on websites, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this young man, this skateboarding superhero. We love you, Ignacio. And wow, sorry to start like that, but I mean, this guy went and attacked a terrorist to try to save some lives, and he used his skateboard as a weapon of defense. So everything goes to you, Ignacio Echeverria. Like I said, remember that name. This guy's a hero, the utmost degree. All right, so let's get into it. This is the Monday Mass, and we're going to start with surf news. And we'll bring this thing back up. Let's do this. The Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, starting off with surf news. All right, surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops, they got 5 shops down here in San Diego. Southcoast.com. Anything you need. Summer's here. Come on, what's up? Get your trunks. Get your surfboards. Get your hats, t-shirt, whatever you need. South Coast has got you at South Coast Surf. So, you know what? Go to southcoast.com. Find a location. Go there. Buy some stuff. Have a great summer. It's going to be awesome. Hey, we have so much good surf news. So much good surf news. So, like I said, I just got back from the Los Cabos Open to Surf. I've been working on this thing for the last 5 years. It's truly one of the great surf contest experiences that you could ever have as a competitor, a fan, no matter what. Los Cabos Open to Surf is epic. And this was, this is our best year ever. Zippers was providing all week. So, starting from the beginning, this is a women's QS 6000 event. Plus, we have pro junior men and women. This event started about a week ago. And like I said, the past 5 years, we've been at Zippers. And this year was pretty shocking how good these fools are surfing. Men, women, children, everything. Everybody's shredding. Start off with the Pro Junior Men's winner, Shay Allen from Barbados. This kid is so heavy. Almost surfed a perfect heat in the early rounds of this contest. He took the win. So look for this kid to potentially be your Pro Junior World Champion for the WSL 2017 series. He's that good. Took down a heavy final. Eitan Osborne, Tyler Instagram Gunter. Yeah, Tyler. And San Diego's Rylan Rubens, who got second. Shay Allen is badass. He's a nice kid, too. Hey, the junior women went crazy as well. Oh, my God. Summer Macedo from the west side of Oahu. Insanely good. WCT material for sure. She took the win down in Cabo. Second place was Alyssa Spencer. I surf with Alyssa all the time. She is awesome. All these girls are going to be on the CT someday, soon. Who else? Caroline Marks always rips. Macy Callahan, young lady from Australia, ripping. All four of these girls will no doubt be on the World Championship Tour soon. And then you got the women's QS that was hotly contested. Man, women surfing so good. It was Silvana Lima. She was a surgeon. Just took apart the field from beginning to end. She took the win. She looked unstoppable through the entire event, and no one could stop her. So she was, in fact, unstoppable. She won. 10 grand. 6,000 points. And it was, small, right, let's say, like, waisted chest high, right hand, just runners, and Silvana was blasting airs. Just surfing so good. Bronte McCauley got second. Like I said, it was an epic event. Watch the recap. You don't believe me? Watch the replays. Go to LosCabosOpenOfSurf.com. to get the scoop, to get the visual peanut butter for your audio jelly. Did not make sense. Go watch the contest. And speaking of Cabo, yes, I've been surrounded by hundreds of the best female surfers on the planet. And it was hot, so of course, they were in their surfing bathing suits. Call me a creep. Hey, Tatiana Weston-Webb was there. And Tatiana Weston-Webb is coming in hot from a second place finish in Fiji. One of the most talked about finals on the WSL for sure this year. She went up against Courtney Conlogue. I talked to her about this final. Let's hear from Tatiana Weston-Webb.
A lot of anticipation, a lot of hype, a lot of marketing that was going down for that final, which was really awesome because the boys actually let us have a little bit of their time and their waiting period. And honestly, when we showed up the first day or that day on the channel, it was really, really not good looking. And I knew it was just going to resort to turns in the final. But during the final, it was so hard not to go for the barrel, especially being goofy foot. I knew if I got one barrel, I would win the heat. So I was just trying my hardest to get barreled. And then I kind of went turns, and then I kind of went back to barrels. But it was from the beginning, I knew whoever did turns was going to win. And I should have probably just stuck to turns. But, it's okay. I was so proud of my the way I surfed before that and my competition, savvy skills were on point, so I was really stoked. And regardless of the final, I feel really good. And Courtney smashed it too, so good thing for USA and Hawaii. My year this far has not been the best for my standards, I guess. I haven't started amazing. I've gotten a few ninths and a few 13s, one 13th and a few ninths, but after Fiji, I got a second, and now I'm back in top 10, and now it's just pedal to the metal from here on out. I just really want to, come back strong and hopefully get good results in the QS, back myself up, and then just surf freely on the CT. I love the Los Cabos Open of Surf. I'm obsessed with tacos and guacamole, so I pretty much OD here every time I come on guacamole. But besides that, the event is just so special, and we're so lucky to have it every year and to really, portray women surfing and how we're just evolving, I think. And I think it's really special. And, Zippers is a really fun wave, and I have fun every year. This is Tatiana Weston-Webb, and you're listening to the Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
Thank you, Tatiana. Yes, she is a force to be reckoned with. Had a strong run through the Los Cabos Open. A surfer backhand is impeccable. Stunning. Talking about her surfing here, folks. So watch out for Tatiana for the rest of the year on the World Championship Tour. And speaking of surfers to watch out for the rest of the year, Sage Erickson's having probably her, I would say her best year ever competitively as well as personally. Just from talking to her and what I've seen on her social media outlets, she's just loving life. Got a chance to sit down behind the contest area with Sage Erickson, one of my favorites. I talked to Sage about all kinds of stuff. And here's part of our conversation. We talked about surf contests, body image, creeps on the internet, you know, important stuff. So, hey, let's hear from the wonderful Sage Erickson. Erickson, one of your best years yet. What do you owe this competitive flare-up this year on the CT and now on the QS?
I really think not putting so much pressure on my shoulders, even leading up to an event. And I think also allowing myself to win. I see a lot of girls that win every contest and so many heats, and I think removing maybe a personal side out of it and just being a competitor and looking at the day for what it is and the conditions and being a little bit more present has, I think, helped me a lot. And yeah, just believing in myself and the people around me that have always believed in me and showing up for them. So I think it's been a really amazing process. And, you know, I'm not like top five or anything, but to overcome being on the back end of tour and now being in that top 10 2 years in a row has been super gratifying. Yeah, it's really cool. I think, you know, that's a part of not thinking about it too much and just looking at the facts. And on paper, my name is up amongst the best, and that's really cool and actually gives me, you know, the real confidence, not the fake it till you make it, not the, you know, bullshit kind of on the exterior. So I'm feeling really good, and I'm really happy to be in the sport at the time that I am, and there's so many amazing things happening in women's surfing, and the support, you know, from sponsors and really cool new brands is also really fun, and just meeting new people. So it's been a really cool ride, and I want to keep this momentum going. I don't know, you know, there's like kind of a balance with social media and sexism and kind of those things. I think you get what you put out there. So for me, I mean, I don't have super scandalous photos. Because I don't want that creepy attention. And, you know, most of the time, I think the people that respond to what I put out there, you know, they're like, oh, the girl next door, which, you know, I kind of like thrive off of. I think that's means more to me than being maybe the sexiest symbol on tour or something like that. But it definitely is so tricky. I think people have taken Instagram to be some sort of fame building platform. And, you know, I think it's pretty insane that people actually manipulate their bodies so much in Photoshop to portray a certain image, because I think not only at the end of the day, the client's not going to be happy that hires you for the body that you're putting out there, or even yourself, because, I mean, you look at yourself in the mirror every day. So if you want the body that you change it to be, then work hard in the gym and eat healthy. And I think that's more a powerful message and impactful for women. And yeah, you get better attention for it. So yeah, there's definitely a little bit of a strategy in it, I guess. It's a twisted world we live in, but it's also really fun.
I love that girl. She rules. Sage Erickson. And thank you for doing the Monday Mass intro. You are now in an exclusive group of people to do that intro, which is, you know, introducing the world's greatest action sports podcast is something you should be very proud of. Sage Erickson continues her role on Next. She is a multiple winner of the Supergirl Pro, which goes on in Oceanside, California, and that is coming right up. So more QS women's action to come in the very near future. You can go to worldsurfleague.com to get the schedule of events and to round out our trifecta of female radness. We've got Rosie Hodge. Rosie Hodge, a friend of the Monday Mass. She is a World Championship Tour WSL commentator extraordinaire. She rules. She got the best voice in the game, right? Rosie Hodge from South Africa, now residing in San Clemente, California. Rosie called us from Fiji to give us the update. This was yesterday, so everything could change today, but let's take a listen at to what's transpiring on that heart-shaped island in the beautiful South Pacific. Here we go, Rosie Hodge from Tavarua, Fiji.
Hey, Chris Cote and the Monday Mass listeners. This is Rosie Hodge calling from Fiji, Tavarua Island Resort. We are waiting to get the Out of Known Fiji Pro underway. The last time we saw heats out of Cloudbreak was Monday the 5th of June. It's the 11th here, so a lot of consecutive lay days. It feels like 10, but I think it's only been 6, and we're still stoked. The ping pong table, tennis court, gym, and pool have all been getting hammering. We're waiting to see Michelle Barrez and Mick Fanning hit the water in heat 4 of round 3. A lot of contests still to get underway, and with a potential increase in swell Monday, reinforcing Tuesday, as well as windows on Thursday, Friday, we have a lot of potential to get underway in some incredible conditions out of Cloudbreak. So we're stoked, and we'll be crowning a champion come the weekend. So tune in and follow the Out of Known Fiji Pro. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day. You.
I love that little you Rosie put at the end. Thank you. Thank you, Rosie Hodge, for taking time out of your ping pong, tennis, paddleboarding, fishing time to call the Monday Mass, and we look forward to hearing Rosie Hodge and the rest of the commentary crew at the Out of Known Fiji Pro, hopefully calling surf action today. If not today, it has to happen in the next couple days. The waiting period is closing. That door is shutting, folks. And we want to see the Out of Known Fiji Pro end in crazy good waves. Speaking of crazy good, crazy scary waves, the official waiting period for Red Bull Cape Fear 2017 started a couple weeks ago to celebrate the opening of what could be a Pandora's box of just surf madness. Red Bull TV released Conquering the Storm. Conquering the Storm. This is a quick documentary about all the just unadulterated surf madness that went on last year at Red Bull's Cape Fear. I was there. Here's some audio from the documentary. You've got to watch this thing. It's amazing.
Again, up and riding, speeding down the line, negotiating the steps, looking for the stall, pulls in, disappears in the white water. Can he come out? Two back-to-back just beatings for our surfers in the water. Of course, the safety crew keeping a close eye on our surfers. You see a board in two pieces, so we're gonna just hold back a minute and just take a look for our surfers in the lineup.
I just looked up and he was just at the bottom of this thing. It was just like a three-story building, just wanted to chase him down.
Phone ball came underneath me, and I just remember going over backwards sort of thing up in the lip, and I'm thinking, oh, this isn't that good. And then the turbulence got me and pulled me back down, and as I went back, both my shoulder blades just went bang into a rock, and then I whiplashed backwards.
Skis coming in and yelling and commotion that something had gone wrong.
I don't feel like I gave up when I was coming up, but I just feel like I had no energy at all.
Unconscious with a big hole in his head, blood everywhere.
And then a ski came in and hippos dragged me up and just mounted me on the, like over the ski.
When I first saw Jughead in his neck brace, I thought he was paralyzed, and it was one of the scariest moments I've ever had.
Heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And please watch the documentary and forgive my nasalic tone. I don't know. It sounded like I was like partying the night before or something. But anyway, hey, getting to call a contest like that is a just true honor. Scary as hell. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to surf those waves. Anyway, that is on Red Bull TV right now. Go watch Conquering the Storm. Hey, and happy anniversary to Micah Peasley. Who's Micah Peasley? It's the so pitted guy. 15 years ago, the best post-session interview ever happened.
Oh, bro, it's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop back, drop down, snap, ah! And then after that, you just drop in, you just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
It's like that. Micah Peasley, and he's now admitted that he got us. He was screwing around. And either way, that ruled so hard. That thing went viral before viral was even a virality. Micah Peasley is now 35 years old. He's a husband, a father, and he has, this is from some news site, he capitalized on his internet fame with a business appropriately called Get Pitted, Surf and Snuff. I love that dude. He seems like a cool guy. And no one, I mean, you can say Get Pitted, but you can't say it without thinking of the Get Pitted guy. So you can go watch it again. It never gets old. We actually used that song in probably what I think the best Wipeout section ever made, Transworld Surf Surprise Excitement Party. We used the Get Pitted remix, the So Pitted remix. Yeah, watch it. Hey, in other surf news, this is insane. So the Pearson Brothers Winery is down in Baja. And this fool, this guy, Dale Pearson, walked out into the water where he found a 15-foot great white shark injured, stuck in the water. And watch out, folks, because there is some bad language, some foul-mouthed action in this upcoming clip. But who wouldn't use these words when confronting a 15-foot great white shark in 3 feet of water?
Holy fuck me running. There's a giant white shark. There's my house. Holy. Holy shit. Holy shit. No, he's not in the net. He's hit by a propeller on his spine. He's mortally wounded. He's bleeding. He's bleeding out. He's not going to make it.
I love the ending, too. And apparently, he did make it. The shark, you got to go watch this video. Just, I don't know, Google shark stuck in shallow water. This is, I mean, so this video goes on, right? This guy's out there. Dale, his brother, comes out there. And he's going, look at this thing, let me get a picture. And then his brother gets nailed by a stingray. So now there's more blood in the water. It's all going nuts. And this guy speaks great Spanish. Google that and watch it. It rules. And hey, Pearson Bros, you cannot forget, you gotta do the stingray shuffle. Anytime you're walking up to a 15-foot great white that's halfway submerged in water, like a wounded animal about to just maul everything in its path, shuffle your feet. Shuffle your feet. Last thing of surf news, our friends at Red Frog Bungalows are fighting to save one of Boca del Toro's premier breaks. Bocas del Toro down in Panama is truly an incredible, beautiful, a stunning place. I mean, this is like the Indo of the Caribbean. And some dude is trying to build a giant pier, and it's going to mess with these waves. It's going to destroy this really insanely good wave. So there's a giant protest at Red Frog Bungalows. Just go there. You can get more information. Scott Balow, if you're listening, we got your back. So does Kelly Slater. So does Surfer Magazine. You can also go to surfermag.com to get the vibe on what's going on down in Bocas del Toro. Malas ideas destroyen el planeta. Bad ideas destroy the planet. Save this wave. There's other ways to go about it. That was your surf news. Let's move on. What's next? Oh, skate news. This is going to be good. Skate news brought to you by Master Plan PR. At Master Plan PR, Master Plan has gotten us, the Monday Mass, myself, this show. Master Plan PR has gotten this show around the world and back. They're even listening to this show in Japan, Australia, South Africa, Italy, all over the world. And much of that is due to the PR, the word spreading, if you will, from Master Plan PR. So follow them at Master Plan PR. Love you guys. And they actually provided us with some skate news today. And we'll get to that just upcoming here. Hey, Thrasher Magazine's King of the Road, one of the best shows on the internet, on anywhere, one of the best shows you can ever watch. The King of the Road is back. This year's epic. Here's a quick primer if you don't know much about King of the Road. Three teams go on the skate trip of a lifetime, shedding blood and dignity to be crowned Kings of the Road. The title of King of the Road is given out once a year by Thrasher Magazine. The team that wins $50,000, they get a cover King of the Road started in 2003. This year, they got Team Enjoy, Creature, and Death Wish. I watched the first episode already, and if this is any indication of what this year on King of the Road is going to be like, I just can't wait. I can't wait for every episode. The first episode's called Quickest Piss in the West. As one of the famous challenges on King of the Road is for these skateboarders to drink their own piss. And they did it. Oh, they got after it in this first one. Here's Andy Roy to tell us more about King of the Road.
Three teams of top skaters battling it out to accomplish amazing stunts and challenges.
Now I know what it feels like to be married.
This year, we have Creature.
Riddled with excitement.
Enjoy.
I don't know.
And Death Wish.
Fired up, boys.
They go from city to city.
Where are we going?
You're not
going
to tell us where they're taking us?
For 13 days, documenting every crazy trick and bone-crushing slam.
Andy Roy, one of your hosts for King of the Road. Go to, it's on Viceland TV. It's also on ThrasherMagazine.com. So if you have Viceland TV, you can watch it there. If you don't have that, you can watch it the day after it airs for free on ThrasherMagazine.com. And I can't wait. Man, in watching that first episode, you truly have no idea who's going to win this thing. All the teams have started strong. And we got Dew Tour coming up. Dew Tour is this next weekend, starting June 16th in Long Beach. Here's my homie, Chris Dune Pastris, with our 2017 Dew Tour skate preview.
What's up, Chris Cote and Monday Mass? Chris Pastris here to give you a little breakdown of Dew Tour coming up this weekend. The contest has been getting bigger and better each year. 2017 is going to be no different. We got the Pro Street Contest with some super technar names like Alec Majerus and Tom Asta. Of course, the unstoppable Nyjah Houston, who has just won everything. And then last year's winner, Louis Lopez, some names I'm super excited to see in the street contest. And then we move into the Pro Bowl. Lots of names from Vans Park Series. Chris Cote and I have been traveling the globe. What an epic year it's been. And I expect a takeover from the new generation of bowl rippers in this contest. Names like Corey Juno, Tristan Rennie, Trey Wood, and Tom Schar coming fresh off his win in Boise, Idaho this past weekend. Congrats, Tom. And then we're moving into the team challenge. This is probably my favorite part of the contest, just because you get to see the dudes interact and hype each other up. See who jives the best out there in terms of the top skateboarding teams. We got returning teams like Flip and Plan B, last year's winner Blind, and then we got some new teams in Foundation and Zero. As far as a winner, I think last year's team Blind is going to be super hard to beat because they've got the secret weapon, Trey Wood, in the bowl, and a super sick street team. All right, so I will see you guys hopefully on the airwaves this weekend. Tune in to Dew Tour. Check out DewTour.com for all the info. Cote, I'll see you in a few days, homie. That's about all I got. See you guys soon. Peace.
Yes. Thank you, Pastris. And I can't wait to hang out with him and the rest of the commentary crew. I'll be doing the daily grind portion of Dew Tour this year. Another Dew news. This is from our friends at Masterplan PR. Jordan Barrett became the first girl to earn... not just get, to earn an invite to compete against the guys at 2017 Dew Tour. Jordan won the skateboarding app Podium. Had a contest where people sent in their lines and sent in some tricks. Jordan ripped. She won. She won the Podium app Dew Tour competition. She will be competing in the bowl contest qualifiers, which will be Thursday. So hopefully she'll make it through and compete in the main event. That's right. Very excited to see Jordan Barrett rip in Dew Tour skateboarding. Hey, what else we got? Oh, Battle of Barracks games this weekend. There was one unsanctioned, one sanctioned. The sanctioned game, the real game, went on. Chris Colburn, a.k.a. Cookie Dough, went up against Sean Malto. Longest game ever. Sick game. A little saggy at points, but damn, these two went the distance. Trick for trick for what seemed like an hour. Malto got him in the... I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. Malto got him in the end. The other game was Chris Roberts in the Legion of Doomverse. the shitty superhero foundation or something. This is all the whole game of skate, Battle the Barracks crew, Molotov, P-Rod, the whole gang going trick for trick. It's fun to watch. Good stuff over at Jankum, as per usual. They had a homie, Tommy. You know what Edward 40 hands is? When you duct tape two 40s to your hands and you got to finish them before you can take them off. Well, he did this skating. He did the Bond Street Gap with 40s tied to his hands. Go to jinkum.com to read that story. It's tweaked. Speaking of tweaked, we had some skate park rippers tweaking their airs in Boise. This was X Game qualifiers. All right? So these... There's a big group of guys that had to qualify for X Games Park that's coming up. And I actually have one of the judges, Neil Mims, who called in whilst taking a walk around his neighborhood. He's breathing heavy, and it's kind of weird until you realize he's just walking. He's not doing anything creepy. Here's Neil Mims talking about X Games qualifiers.
Brighton Zoyner was sitting on the bubble, which was fourth place, until her third run, and pulled it together to qualify first for X Games in Minneapolis. Hannah Zonzi was by far one of the better female skateboarders that we've seen, with a lot of power, a lot of creative ability and style. And we were very impressed with her. She was sitting in the first place spot for a while until Brighton put together a full run, even with Hannah falling in each run at least once. Her scores were really, really high because of her creative ability, along with her powerful skating and style, and she had a great attitude. Men's qualifying was top 12 going into Sunday. To make the top six was Yvonne Federico and Corey Juno. Couldn't put together full runs, so that really affected them for making the top six to qualify for the X Games. And yeah, they were ripping, but just couldn't put it together. Brad McLean was sitting on the bubble, and it would have taken one of those guys to make a full run to be able to knock Brad out of that sixth place bubble spot. But yet they couldn't pull through. Tom Schar, Clay Kreiner were head to head. And Clay was in the top spot for the first couple runs. And then Tom put together a full run. Actually, Tom put together two full runs. Both of them were different each time. So that put him in that top spot to qualify for the X Games in Minneapolis. That's about all I got off the top of my head. I'm out on a walk, so that's why I'm breathing, and I'm kind of like brainstorming as I'm talking into the phone. So,
yeah, you know, if you didn't know he was on a walk, you would think he's doing something weird while talking about X Games, which would be double weird. But he was, hey, it's Neil Mims, legendary skateboarder, now judge. And also Neil runs the Academy Skate Park in Vista. Sickest indoor park, offers classes. So go to Academy Skate Park and check out what they got going on. If you want to learn how to skateboard better, who better to learn from than Neil Mims? Dude's a rail chomping ripper. Thank you, Neil. Next time, let's just do that sitting down, so it would be less weird. Okay, X Games is coming up. Yeah, that's the crux of that conversation. Is that skate news? That was skate news, folks. Let's go to snow news. Snow news is brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics, licensed, trusted cannabis distribution center in all forms, gummies, the plant, marijuana. And this is a great place. This is like going to a doctor's office. I mean, it's legit. Torrey Holistics is right here in San Diego, California. I go there and get the CBD gummies. CBD, anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety, all awesome. It doesn't get you high. But if you do like to get high, be it for personal reasons, medical reasons, Tori Holistics has got you covered. Let's get into snow news. So to start, big mountain rider, Jeremy Jones. He founded a Protect Our Winters organization. This guy is a passionate environmentalist. He hates when snow melts inappropriately. When it melts naturally, he's good. But if it melts due to human error or human ways, he gets pissed. He wrote a letter to President Trump. Here we go. You know, this is an excerpt. This is the end of his letter. You know better than anyone, the mighty dollar always wins. And thankfully, the mighty dollar is falling in love with clean energy future. Because frankly, sir, science always wins. Truth always wins. Sometimes it takes a little time, but you are on the wrong side of time, Mr. Trump. You have been so bad on the environment that you have just made this the issue of the next election. Thankfully, sir, your days are numbered. Hey, and props to Jeremy Jones. This letter is going viral. It's going viral. And it's because of stuff like this. Same note. Global warming is blamed on shutting down a summer shred institution. Camp of Champions in Whistler was forced to close down due to the melting of the Blackcomb Glacier. Total bummer. So that was a place where snowboarders during the summer could get it on. And now it's gone. And that's due to global warming. Science. You can still go to Cascade Snowboard Camp in Mount Hood. There's plenty of snow there. Yes, Mammoth is also still open. And the Southern Hemisphere snowboarding season is here. So go south. Depending, maybe you already live there. Either way, we'd love to get some snow news from Chile. How cool would that be? Give us some snow news from Chile. Ika Backstrom almost lit himself on fire. Speaking of global warming. Ika, be careful. He's okay. Go to his Instagram and watch this brain surgery maneuver. Ika Backstrom, do not play with fire. Be careful. And speaking of playing with fire, snowboarder.com went and asked the world's best snowboarders if they ever shit themselves on the mountain.
Have you ever shit yourself while riding?
Of course.
Have you ever shit yourself while riding?
No, I have never number two'd while riding, although number one for sure.
I love stories like that. Thank you, snowboarder.com. And that was Aero Atella and Kelly Clark. Just two of the dozens of pro snowboarders. And it's fascinating to hear that the majority of them, I would say 80% of them, have in fact shat themselves while on the mountain in their snow gear. Careful out there, snowboarders. That was your snow news. Yep, ended on a bang, on a squirt. You have been listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass. I have been your host, Chris Cote. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Tori Holistics, Master Plan, PR, South Coast Surf Shops, and of course, Gnarly Wood and Quincy Woodwrights. Thank you all for your support of this podcast and all the other podcasts on the U Online Podcast Network and website. Hey, check it out. There's a lot of great podcasts on the U Media platform. One of them is Cantori and You. Here's Chris Cantori with a preview of what's to come.
Why, thank you, Mr. Cote. Such an honor being spotlighted here on the Monday Mass. This week on Cantori and You, we've got Slightly Stupid as a guest, actually Miles, to be specific, and David Wells. Do you know David Wells, the pitcher? He's going to be coming on getting crazy. David's nuts, in a good way nuts. That's all this week on Cantori and You, which you can find on youonline.com. That's youonline.com. Back to you, Cote.
Disgusting way to end it, but thank you, Chris Cantori. Listen to Cantori and You on youonline.com. A lot of great shows coming up there as well. We've got Let Me Drink About It. There's so much good stuff. Go to youonline.com and check it out. You've been listening to the Monday Mass with Chris Cote, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Subscribe. Do it. I got more of those shitty mugs to give away. So leave some comments, rate and review this podcast. You could win yourself a cheap-ass Monday Mass mug. And that's it for me here. We'll see you next week. Bye.